One of my favorite current songs in the rotation from Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs on WWIB. And let's start spiritual as we get to our friend Jason Kahn's first thoughts. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Yeah,
Happy Monday.
Battle Belongs. Just as I've been hearing that song and hear it again from Phil Wickham. I mean, I think just resonating with me even this morning is that even as a long time or mature believer, and I guess they're not necessarily the same, you know, to the degree that you think I've got this, I think the enemy goes, I've got you. Because, you know, right. I mean, I think that's it's the more that we allow God to be the warrior that will be victorious, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that's, for me, I continually fall back into that, trying to take the reins back.
And,
I'm actually relatively convinced that's the story that Revelation tells, you know, that Christ fights the battle. You know,
yeah.
And we're the recipients of his grace.
Yeah, I mean, we want to get out there like Gladiator, Russell Crowe, and let me at him. And my wife likes to point this out. Like, well, the Watchman Nee book, and it takes you through Ephesians 2:4, and it's sit. Right? You're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Yeah. Walk in the Spirit, Ephesians 4. And the last one is stand. The only thing we're told in the whole put on the armor thing is stand. And we want to be doing all sorts of other stuff.
Right. Yeah, I know that's true for me. I'll have to go back and give that song another listen.
Yeah, it's good. Battle Belongs, Phil Wickham. I had intended to start on a more lighthearted note and less spiritual, and that is just you've got this pandemic questionnaire, about 20 questions, and since we know all the listeners have friended you on Facebook, they can see it there. But the thing that stood out to me was, does pineapple belong on pizza? And you say no, I think double with capital letters and double exclamation points.
Yeah, I was hoping you would see that.
I did.
Yeah, I wanted my response there to be emphatic, you know, and it's the ongoing battle that fruit doesn't belong on pizza.
Yeah, it's just your harsh bias against pineapple and raisins is somebody having to serve you a pizza with pineapples and raisins on it. But the thing is that as a keto guy, unless it has like a sweet potato crust and cauliflower, which we found out it's available through Bernatello's. Boy, I got to tell you, that the Thai chicken with the sweet potato crust, that was delicious that we had here last week.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because in
Bellateria pizza,
food, I don't mind fruit flavors. So, yeah, I don't know.
You don't mind them where?
Like in Asian, like in Chinese food and so forth, I don't mind like orange chicken, and
if they slipped a little pineapple in there, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe I'm just a bag of contradictions.
We all are. A path to wholeness is the Lenten devotion. You've got a summary for us.
Yeah. So again, he's just kind of walking through how do we become whole people, and today he's talking about the importance of prayer. And he says, you know, in our verse for this devotion, Jesus responded to an inquiry about prayer with the words, when you pray, not if you pray or when you get around to praying, but when you pray. Prayer was an expectation and part of the business of being a disciple. And then he quotes Philip Yancey, who said, the psychiatrist Gerald Mayne observed, after 20 years of living and of listening to the yearnings of people's hearts, I'm convinced that the human beings have an inborn desire for God. Whether we are consciously religious or not, this desire is our deepest longing and most precious treasure. Surely if we are made in God's own image, God will find a way to fulfill that deepest longing, and prayer is the way. You know, and so I think for me that it connects with this, again, the notion we talk about, what are our thirsts, our critical longings, and prayer is perhaps one of the best ways we can connect with God.
Absolutely. And I think if you've had times where you've cried out and you feel like you haven't got the answer you hoped for, you can be discouraged in that prayer, and it can kind of knock you off the journey, and you can feel... I think of Jason Gray when he was with us here in early February, and he just had a great concert in Cumberland or so here a month ago. But he was just like, you know, he cried out to God, save my marriage. And when God didn't, he's like, he said, I lost some trust in God.
Yeah.
Which he did say was restored during the pandemic year when God not only Also, he wasn't able to, do his job as well because he used to perform in concerts. So, you know, that's just...
What an honest comment.
I know. It was.
I'm so deeply appreciative of that.
Yeah.
To be able to say I lost some trust, man, I think it would be... That's a good prayer.
Jason Gray is awesome, actually. So. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of honesty we need, and that's where we get well around the truth, right? So,
absolutely.
All right, the man wears a lot of hats. I mean, he's really Bartholomew Cubbins, and he's Drew Frelick. He is a counselor, a comedian, and he frequently fills the pulpit at his church in Detroit. And he's on the line with us from Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. Good to talk to you again.
March Madness in Michigan. I'm curious now. Michigan State got out last Thursday. They lose to UCLA, and so Tom Izzo not happy. But I think without, I don't have it in front. I think Michigan's still alive. Yeah, they're still alive, right?
Yeah, they're still alive. Everyone's saying, they don't have their player.
Livers, right.
But he's like the number four or five guy. So
okay.
I don't know. I still think there's hope. You know, it's not quite like Lions level hopelessness.
No, right. No, Lions level. That's kind of conditioned you for everything in life, I guess, right? So
everything is measured against the Lions.
Well, you guys just got a couple of Packers. I mean, congratulations. I don't want to say rejects. That's not how we feel about them. I mean, we just didn't sign Jamal Williams. Everybody loves Jamal. He's a great guy. And Tim Boyle. And so
they're going to love it here.
What are they going to love about it?
Oh, I mean, Detroit's a very, the weather's great. The town is full of warm and friendly, welcoming people. The fans are totally bought into what's going on in this organization. It's a great environment.
The fans, I got to say, ever since the opening news, I don't remember the name of your, is it Dan Campbell? What's the name of the coach? Campbell, is that
Dan
it?
Dan Campbell, yeah, otherwise known as The Undertaker. WWE Raw, yeah.
The thing
Body
I think about,
Hulk Hogan.
The thing I can't help but think about is just biting kneecaps every time. I mean, that's.
Biting kneecaps, yeah. It's like when you're super hungry, reach for a kneecap instead of a Snickers bar.
I know, exactly. Hangry? Have a try a kneecap. I wonder if have the Lions thought about using that as kind of a promotional thing in terms of media?
Well, they had this slogan last year, Dagger Time. It was like, we're going to close out games, Dagger Time.
Yeah.
But then they would lose, so they started calling it Stagger Time,
Okay.
Whereas, time for things to fall off. So I don't know, kneecap? bite a kneecap?
No, I think like, big posters or a billboard, they're in downtown Detroit with a kneecap with just a bite mark in it.
Yeah, and in the background is just Dan Campbell, jumping from the turnbuckle onto the other.
Really?
Coach.
I mean, just kind of like the NFL. You ain't seen nothing yet,
Yeah, the NFL. The Detroit Lions are bringing XFL football to the NFL. Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
It's a great idea.
The Lions, we're hungry for victories. And there's a big knee that's just got a bite mark.
We're hungry for knees, but we'll take an ankle if we
yes,
get one, too.
Yeah. I mean, the opponents will come into town and see that and be scared.
Yeah, and then they'll remember they're staying at the Marriott in downtown Detroit, and they'll instantly be comforted.
Right.
We're in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I'm
going to talk to my people. I'm going to pass that along to them. I like that, Mark.
Please do. Contact the folks there. And, Jamal and Tim... And we wish you the best there in Detroit. Well, there we go. That took up the segment this morning. So
that's good.
Thank you, Drew.
I appreciate it. Yeah, good luck to those guys.
All right. And don't forget about Drew's book. I saw it today. Let me get I Hung My Harp on the Willow Tree.
Yeah, so people can go to drewfrelick.com to check out the sermon I gave yesterday. It's on the Book of Daniel. It's very interesting. So
all right, and
check
they,
that out.
And they find that at drewfrelick.com.
DrewFrelick.com. Yeah.
That's where you've arrived, when you have your own name has a website. I mean, that is arrival in 21st century America.
Yeah, I had DrewFrelick.net, and then I upgraded to .com.
Wow.
So it's really, things are moving along quickly here.
You're a AAA personality. Thank you.
So my weekend started a little bit early, and with that, I took a lot of time off to spend some time with family and watch a lot of basketball, and snacks were consumed. Basketball was enjoyed. It was a lot of fun watching the beginning of the NCAA March Tournament, sneaking in there on Saturday as well. We went to Govan's Farm. There were lots of farm babies
there.
Cool.
And it's a popular place to be. It's very popular place to be on a Saturday. So, yeah, and then finished off with more basketball, more family time on Sunday. Enjoyed it very much.
That sounds super fun. Well, Phil and I said, Phil, we are in danger of becoming boring. We need to do something.
Really?
So Saturday morning, I said, let's go to beautiful downtown Altoona.
Okay.
Because I've heard so much about this little cafe with the original French chef there. It did not disappoint.
Really?
It was lovely. And there's, of course, this amazing... Well, you know charcuterie is having a moment.
You know, I have a charcuterie tray.
Right. It's basically...
I don't really know what to do with it, but I have one.
You take your little summer sausage slices and shape them into a rose, and you arrange everything. So there's a butcher shop there that has everything you would need for charcuterie. So we had fun in beautiful downtown Altoona. It was lovely.
More classy than my weekend. As I'm sitting on the couch just eating pizza.
I wanted to know, what was your favorite snack, Caleb?
Honestly, many.
Here's the thing. This will sound odd, but my mom made some veggie dip, and we had various like sliced peppers and carrots and cauliflower and broccoli. And honestly, that veggie dip was probably my favorite.
Wow.
That's good. It was really good.
My two things I'd say... To be out Saturday afternoon, walking the dogs without a coat, and I wasn't cold. I'm like,
Yay.
This is part of my weekend highlight right
Yay.
Here.
That
was
great.
And then also last night, getting to talk with my wife. I mean, I'd gotten a text message, but finally getting to talk with her. Here's the story, though. She's in Liberia on Saturday, and she, some guys tell her, she, Camille, who's with her, and our friend Rosalind, and they say, we need to check your immigration stuff. And Peggy's like, she doesn't typically bring that with her to Monrovia.
Right.
And so they're like, well, you need to come to our office. And Peggy was, she's stubborn. And she's just like, I am not going to your office.
Wow.
So she goes to the car. And I don't know if police came. The bottom line was our friend Francis come. He checks. He goes, you guys are imposters. These are not real immigration officers.
Oh,
turns
wow.
out they wanted to take them to a fake office and rob them.
Oh, my
So that
goodness.
Is how our trip started
gracious.
In Liberia.
Peggy the superhero yes, does yes. it again.
So.
Wow.
Anyhow,
so how was your
she's
week?
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, and Susan, Caleb, and Halvo here, and we've got a couple of jokes to kind of set the bar low enough that you go, well, I can do better than that.
Yeah, then we want to hear yours on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670.
All right. Susan, you want to start us?
All right. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
Mm-mm.
There was nothing left but debris.
Good one.
That's a good way to start us off.
That is. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, a shark could swim faster than me, but I could probably run faster than a shark. So in a triathlon, it'd probably all come down to who's the better cyclist.
You know what, guys? It's getting to be that time of year, even though the IRS pushed the deadline back by a month. People cheating on their taxes disgust me. That's not the world I want to raise my 23 dependents in.
Funny.
Ooh.
You know, I never realized just how technologically advanced Moses was. If you think about it, he had the first tablet connected to the cloud.
Good one.
I like it.
You know, I'm approaching 60, and they say 60 is the new 50 and 50 is the new 40. All I know is 9 p.m. is the new midnight.
For sure.
Very sure. You know what? I've been hiding from exercise. I guess you could say I'm in the fitness protection program.
These were the best six jokes collectively I ever remember us having.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll give Susan all the credit for that. She just started us off on a great foot.
Exactly.
You mean with a fake French accent?
Well, we have seen more Cinderellas advance to the Sweet 16 already, I think, Caleb, than any tournament ever, right? I mean, talking about seeds 13 and beyond, so.
Exactly. My bracket's completely busted, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, one of those, and I think there's a huge faith element. You've got Loyola of Chicago having beat the team I picked to win it all, Illinois, and Sister Mary Jean, right, 101 years old. And so her prayer for the team before... And how about ORU? We've got two folks on the line here, formerly of the Chippewa Valley. Mike Matthews is Vice President for Technology and Innovation, and his daughter Jessica is an ORU alum. Mike is in Tulsa, and his daughter is in Houston. Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
All right. Mike, let's start with you on the campus. I mean, give me a feel for how everybody... First, you win your first game in 47 years, and then you do it again.
Yeah. I mean... what an exciting time. You know, the coach, Paul Mills, is a phenomenal coach, but also a builder of people, right? So we watched him for 4 years just build the team. And now he was quoted last week as saying, in the history of the Oral Roberts University, 50 years, there's only been two NCAA wins, and he wants to match that record this weekend. And sure enough, it happened.
And he said, I'll break in just for a second because we have some audio here. He said, you know what? I called this. Take a listen.
I've told the guys all year that not only are we going to win the conference tournament, but we're going to win multiple games in the NCAA. And we talk about, and a lot of coaches do this, but we talk about winning in March way back in November. These are the things that have to happen in order to win in March.
Yeah, that's really something. And what is the theme? I mean, I'm seeing the Oral Roberts book appearing everywhere. Expect a miracle, right?
Yep. You know, Mark, that was Oral Roberts, the chancellor, original founder of Oral Roberts, said that every day. Expect a miracle. Huh. And so, but that's instilled in the students. The theme today is developing whole leaders for the whole world. Huh. So whether you're an engineer, a nurse, a athlete, we're developing whole leaders for the whole world. And the world has never needed a time like we see today where leadership stands out first and foremost. And so you can tell, I mean, we're setting the stage for people to hear about Oral Roberts University.
That's a great line. Your daughter, Jessica, is an ORU alum. How are you feeling? How are you celebrating in Houston, Jessica?
Yeah, so from Houston, I'm watching the games. It's exciting because the last time that they actually made it to the tournament was my freshman year. At ORU, and they haven't been back since. And, you know, watching the hiring of the new coach and them rebuilding the program from afar has been exciting. And to see them not only get to the tournament, but to keep winning. And I have, you know, people I haven't talked to in years reaching out to me because they remember I went to ORU, and, you know, now they're seeing ORU, or people asking me who ORU is, never hearing of ORU, and now they're making a name for themselves. It's very exciting.
Huh. And what was your freshman year?
The 2007-2008.
All right.
Season.
Wow.
Well, Jessica and Mike, we appreciate you joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning, too. And what would you say it is like for the student body there now? Because I remember the excitement even in an NAIA school about a basketball team that's really doing well. And then I saw the watch party last night too. I mean, it just seems like everybody is getting a much needed boost.
Oh yeah. So the excitement on campus is incredible. In fact, our vice president for student affairs got up at halftime in our auditorium in Tulsa and said, "Hey everyone, let's pray." And, it's fun to watch a student body who sees the value of prayer. And so 2 years ago, there's a survey done among students, and it's, what do you value the most about your experience on campus? And they said, the prayer time, the prayer tower, the prayer engagement. And so to watch that become a practicum in today's world is just an incredible feeling. And they all feel it. Nobody's ashamed of the gospel there. Nobody's ashamed of praying and believing that God does deliver his people, God does save people, and God allows us to be victorious, and it's scriptural. Hey, nobody runs a race without planning on winning or competes without trying to win.
I'm not going to ask if they can win at all, but can they get to the Final Four?
You know, absolutely. I mean, when you see ORU now compete against Florida, Ohio State, but they've got the grit. You know, we study grit at ORU, and grit matters, but so does praying. It matters. And so I believe that a whole person that attends Oral Roberts University, and these athletes are that, have the competitive advantage because they know who they seek, they know who they pray to, and so I wouldn't doubt they go all the way.
There you go. There,
you heard it here first.
Well, we will have you back if they get to the Final Four, okay?
Yeah, and I wish Wisconsin would have won. We were rooting for them, and unfortunately it would have been great to see ORU play them. Yeah.
Our friend Susan picked them to win it all.
So. I had them to win it all, but man, they hung tough. They never quit. I was extremely proud of Bucky.
You know, I had Ohio State beating Oral Roberts, but this doesn't happen very often, and I'm overjoyed to see you guys have this kind of success.
Good job, just rooting for you
all the way now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day. Everyone, be blessed in the Triple Valley.
All right, Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center. It is springtime, Ben. You guys have been busy. You mentioned even since December doing some planting, but also February got really, really busy. You have 14 different greenhouses, and it is a time when folks are itching a little bit to try out that green thumb again, huh?
Yeah, especially this year with a little bit earlier, warmer spring than we've been accustomed to the last couple of years. It's got everybody kind of that spring itch. So we've been busy planting, but also been busy with people trying to come out and explore the greenhouses and check out what everything, you know, there is to be seen.
What are some of the hot items, most popular items so far this year?
Anything with color is really popular when people are getting that spring itch. So, you know, the hydrangeas and pansies and stuff like that are already starting to sell for indoor color. But houseplants are a crazy trend right now, and we've been glad to help people find those interesting and fun to find, or hard to find houseplants, and being able to kind of fill in that gap for people.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I've known, I really like decor and going on Instagram to see all these chic interiors. Everybody has at least one house plant. And for me, someone that has a lot of trouble with restraint and wants to put containers outside really soon, they would just die a death. So house plants are a wonderful way to bridge that the season right now.
Yeah, I don't think you can find an interior design magazine without houseplants in the picture right now. But yeah, like you said, it fills that gap of the seasons here. So winter and even late fall or early spring, you know, it gives you something to have green inside while you can't be doing that outside.
And there are a lot that are very difficult to kill, which I appreciate. All different light levels, and your people out there, I'm sure, can direct us.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. There's obviously the harder to care for items that are maybe a little bit more unique, but then there's, you know, the snake plants and the ZZs that are super easy for light situations and care situations.
I like that.
And I think for children as well, too, for instance, if they're just have an interest, but you wonder, it's sort of like, well, maybe they're not ready for a dog, but maybe they could care for a plant.
We'll see how you do with this ivy, son.
We can go back to the science lesson with that then, right?
Yeah,
there you go. Mustard Seed Boutique, again, such an integral part of everything that you're doing down there on Down to Earth, Highway 93 South. Too. Susan's even wearing some of your apparel here today.
And
we appreciate that.
You guys work so hard, again, to cultivate fashions for every season. I follow you on Facebook. You've got lots of options for purchasing in-store or online. And again, just a wonderful addition to the Chippewa Valley's apparel scene, so to speak.
Yeah, it's been something that, you know, 5 years ago we didn't expect to be, you know, providing, but it's been a blessing to us and be able to offer that to the community and some of the my wife included, but some of the staff that we have running that department has done a great job of finding something that's changing with every season and being able to offer the latest trends at any given time.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm a little passionate about the Mustard Seed Boutique because also you have a great range of sizes. And, you know, I'm not the tiniest little person, but I found something. And not just one thing. It was hard to choose. And just getting even that one piece to kind of give you a shot in the arm, it's so nice for a woman just to have that new piece to make you feel like you freshened up your wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly. Ben, anything else new that's going on? And another thing I wanted to ask you as well, too, in a year like we've just had, how can folks best bless you guys right now? Because, again, I know you had to pivot. You had to do a lot of different things to be able to survive, maintain what you've got, and try and grow, too. So how can folks be a blessing to Down to Earth, even as you're blessing us with this sponsorship this week?
You know, we appreciate everybody local. So, you know, obviously you can order stuff online, but, you know, anytime that you guys can support local, not even just us, but any local business, you know, there's a family behind that business. And I think that as a community is the most important thing, is being able to support those families, those businesses right from this area. And I do that personally. You know, I think if everybody can make an emphasis to do that, that's the biggest thing for us, is just supporting each other.
Well said.
And Halvo, again, we've got just a couple minutes left here before Ben is shooting for Hope and Hoops. And he was saying he probably hasn't shot basketball in any form or fashion since coming in here last year. So we've got a $10 gift certificate. And Ben, that can be used at either Down to Earth or Mustard Seed Boutique, correct?
Or the cafe. So.
Yeah, or the cafe, 502 Cafe. How in the world?
I forgot about the cafe.
Yeah, need to mention that as well, too. So another facet there. I mean, really, you can just make a day of it. Go down to Downer.
That's the goal.
It's its own little world of wonderfulness.
I've had multiple food items there from the cafe, and it's outstanding. Top notch, really.
Same.
So, thank you.
And don't forget a $400 gift certificate from Down to Earth Mustard Seed to 5 and 2 Cafe available to one of our pledgers this week.
Ben Polzine, a Cadott High School alum. I remember covering this guy, Kansas City, the FFA convention, and he has risen to quite the entrepreneur. All right, he's ready to go. First one, underhanded, is off the backboard, one for one. There you go. He's off to the races. Wearing his Down to Earth shirt. Number two, banked it in, underhanded. Two for two. The next one, up, banked it, three for three.
He's rolling.
He's showing you how it's done. Number four, off the backboard. Oh, it fell out. Just a little hard for the little Tykes hoop. And the last one, banked it in.
Yes.
Four out of five.
Go.
Wow. 80%.
Fantastically done. Four out of five, Ben, as we kick off Down to Earth Garden Center Week, Mustard Seed Boutique, 5 and 2 Cafe, a phenomenal, phenomenal local business. Ben, how do you feel going four for five? And that one
was
just
so
a little
close.
Tricky
it
for
was
you.
So
it
close.
Was in and out. It was tough.
It was hanging right on the rim and it
Leave
fell
it
off.
To you guys to focus on the one that didn't go in instead of the four that were nothing but net.
For not
really
having
impressive.
Done this for a year, that was fantastic. And again, where can they find out more? Again, you guys are on Highway 93 South. Great website as well, too. Folks can even purchase online if they feel
so
comfortable
with
that.
We have the website now for either curbside pickup. We do offer shipping for like the boutique items.
Sure.
Otherwise, stopping in person, there's nothing like stopping in this time of year and getting a taste of spring in the greenhouses.
Lovely.
Yeah, and I know even in the coldest months of the year, you still keep things nice and warm and friendly. And if folks are suffering from cabin fever, you're the place to go.
For sure. It's always warm in the greenhouse.
Down to Earth Garden Center, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. Thank you so much, Ben, for sponsoring this week and, man, knocking them down.
Great job.
Four out of five, 80%.